Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This was going to be how we started this hour. We can do a conjugation with this. What do you say, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program? I believe, you believe, we believe, right? Let's see. I believe, you believe, we believe. It could be I believe, he believes, or I believe, she believes, she believes, we believe, we. Everybody confused yet? Hooray! We're all confused. So that's a good way to say hello to this hour of the Good Day program on August 2nd. Tis a Wednesday, isn't it? Yeah, it is Wednesday.
For a moment, I was like, wait, is it really?
Are we really into Wednesday already? Yeah, we are. So enjoy, as these sanitation workers did. They hit the jackpot. They pooled their money together to buy lottery tickets. And they cleaned up last week with a jackpot of $1.2 million, 11 women working as waste collectors in a town in India, as it turns out, decided to pool their wages for a chance at the lottery. So the reason that I tell you the story is because there's always hope. There's always a chance. And don't say, oh, I never win anything. You know, with that attitude, guess what? You won't.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I never win anything.
Well, and you don't have a chance if you never even try.
You can't play. You know, yeah. What's the old expression? You can't win if you don't play.
Exactly. So, if you don't ask, the answer's automatically no anyway.
No.
Well, and then there were, I think there was a winning ticket in Connecticut sold for $40,000. That won $40,000 in the Mega Millions.
Yep. Yeah.
No you big jackpot winner.
Sometimes, yeah. A single winner in California, remember, took home $1 billion, over $1 billion, in Powerball money a couple of weeks ago. So anyway, there you go. Help yourself to the prize. And the prize is you're living, you're breathing, you're listening, you're talking, you're thinking, you're doing. You can go play here and go play there, here, there, and everywhere. Georgia Power Company announced the commercial operation of the first new nuclear reactor built in 30 years in our country, Jay. So this is going to be a power source in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. It's known as Unit 3, one of two that started construction back in 2009. This is an area southeast of Augusta, Georgia. Powers 500,000 homes. This is a reactor that was expected to start generating power, back in 2016. But there were delays, there were costs. The environmentalists went bananas on them, cost them. They had, listen to this. This is how crazy the world is. $14 billion was what it was supposed to cost to build it. Ended up costing them $20 billion more than that because of environmental and governmental hurdles that they had to keep going through. And it took them an extra 7 years to build the thing. Are we, honestly, do we get the benefit really? Is there the benefit of spending $20 billion worth the, is for a couple of purposes. I'm involved in a development, and some of the things that come up, some of the regulations that have been put into effect, some of the things you have to do, not only for that, just living. You know that as well as I do. You know, try to get a driver's license. Or, you know, it's, as I've said, this whole, the easiest thing to get in America at the moment in terms of a license is a gun license. Everything else, yeah, over the moon. So anyway,
yeah, or they even have some states trying to get your vehicle legal from one state to the next state.
Right.
It's absurd.
Nuts. Yeah, it is absurd. And California is the worst, but there are others that are like that. Anyway, so let's see what happens with that power down in Georgia. Speaking of Georgia, you thought I wasn't going to talk about President Trump, right? Wrong. We had a little conversation. Let's see. How many different problems did he have yesterday? There was January 6th stuff. There was the problem down in Georgia of trying to overthrow the 2020 election. So he's got two indictments already. Now there's a third set of charges that were announced yesterday. Grand jury handed up a wide-ranging indictment against Trump, alleging that he undertook a, quote, criminal scheme to undermine the results of the election. The prosecution says this scheme, which involves six unnamed co-conspirators, included enlisting a bunch of fake electors in several states, using the Justice Department to conduct sham election crime investigation, enlisting the vice president to alter the election results, and doubling down on false claims as the January 6th riot ensued. All of this stuff was supposed to keep him in power, so they say. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem to name the six co-conspirators, although we can probably guess, right, who they might be. Some of them, anyway.
Well, I keep thinking about the when he was giving his speech, telling people to kind of like stop doing what they're doing, but the way it was worded was like, I think it's to the Proud
keep
Boys,
doing
and
it.
Stand down and stand by.
All right,
kind of like
exactly.
Stand by for what?
Yeah. So the paperwork says, quote, the defendant spread lies that there had been outcome determinative fraud in the election and that he had not, that he had actually won. And I've said this myself a number of times, because the Electoral College is so confusing and so out of date and so inappropriate that there are all kinds of chances. Whether Trump was legally elected, the number, what I really, and I don't even remember this, it's been so confusing. If Trump got the total number of votes ahead of Biden, that is like Al Gore had the total number of votes more than George Bush, the popular vote, then he did win. He didn't win legally, but he did win in an authoritative sense. And I don't remember, I remember the numbers of Gore over Bush were pretty dramatic, actually, in Florida.
I think Biden won popular and electoral, but when Trump and Clinton in that election, Clinton won popular vote, popular vote, Trump won electoral.
Hillary Clinton,
yes, not Bill
Clinton. Yeah, she did. She had more votes than he did. People say, Hillary. Listen, what difference does it make what the personality is or who the person is? It is right or it's wrong. And it's the electoral system is just wrong. And so now we've got all of this huzzerai that will cloud. Can you imagine? I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who is a good deal younger than I am, looking at the world, looking at the situation in our country and how messed up it is and where we got and how we got there. You know, people love to blame. I don't know that there's, I have a sign in here that says fix the problem, not the blame. So the problem is that we have the ability, the early voting, the mail stuff. There's all kinds of ways that you can, you know, commit fraud here. You can pick, take your pick. And so here we have this whole, I don't know, the whole business is for cocktail, as far as I'm concerned. So Trump has to go today. Is it today or tomorrow? I think it's tomorrow. Before Judge Tanya Chutkan. Is that how you pronounce her name? Chutkan? I think that's it. She was at the lead when it comes to the January 6th case. She's been tough on these rioters, and she's so far sent 38 people to jail. And she has ruled.
That's the thing. I mean, there's no room for rioters. Protesters and rioters are two different things, and there is absolutely no space for the riots.
Oh, my heavens. It's this stuff. Can we call these bombshells? I suppose we can. Some people will call them bombshells. It was a 45-page indictment. And so he spent, was it yesterday we were talking about how much money he, but he has spent it, but it wasn't his. He's taken, I think it's $60 million of money donated to his campaign to pay his legal bill. It's legal, but is it moral? Is it just? And I can hear some of you who love Trump saying, yeah, he shouldn't have been charged. Let everybody pay. I think that's where I go off on a different street. People that hard working folks that can, yeah, they like Trump, that's swell, but is this what you expected your money? And maybe you can turn it around and say, well, if this is used to help keep him out of jail and he gets to be elected president again, it's worth it. Is that the way the thinking goes? There's so many different things to think about.
Mm-hmm.
The whole well, business
such a
of putting
threat.
These things
if the American
together.
People want him so badly to be in office and he's such a threat that you're doing all of this, that again makes a statement on you don't let the American people truly vote or pick who they want to pick.
Mm-hmm. The campaign responding to the indictment on their, whether they have Trump's Truth social platform, right? It's called Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things he has posted. The lawlessness of the persecutions of Trump and his supporters is reminiscent of Nazi Germany and the former Soviet Union and other authoritarian dictatorial regimes. Trump has always followed the law and the Constitution with advice from highly accomplished attorneys. That's so much who we...
Yeah, there's just been so much in quote-unquote trying to mm-hmm. get Trump.
Get him.
That
yep.
if there happens,
get
if there
costs.
Actually is anything that they feel guilty of, is it's just going to be, it's pretty much tarnished because it's like they've lost all credibility. And it also brings up, it kind of opens a can of worms of how are they going to do this for future presidents that some people just don't like.
Yeah. I remember when Trump said, say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me. That was what he said to the attorney general at the time. All right, well, that's the Trump story. At 18 after, this is a good day.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Call Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day Wednesday program with Jay Kirshner. We study what's going on in the news and report and talk and think and move and groove through things, mostly what people are doing, talk about people, the issues, and the events. So here's the Taylor Swift tour, and what it's raking in for cash. Wow, look at these numbers. Sold out shows out in Englewood. The result of that, other than lots of people listening to the 33-year-old singer, there is something that will make people smile. People like her. They love her. They love her music. They love pretty much everything about her. It's like she should be president. I think Taylor Swift should run for president. How many people think that's a good idea? Raise your hands. Yeah, look at them all. Taylor Swift, she's too young. You got to be 36 and she's only 33. But
yeah, she's close.
Something that'll get you to smile about her if you like her at all. She's got a little action here that's kind of cool. We'll talk about it right after this very important announcement.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
I find myself fascinated by this woman, this young woman. Not because of her music, frankly. Her music doesn't really sing to me. It doesn't register with me. But the way she conducts herself, the way people react to her, and the goodness in her heart, plus the fact that she's seen about every other guy in Hollywood at one time or another. She gets around. She takes no prisoners. She's no BS. And now it seems that she has, because she's made so much money on this tour, she's decided to shell some of it out to the people, the dancers, the riggers, the sound techs, the people that are catering. All the people that have been working on her show have shared in $55 million.
Yeah.
Right? $100,000 a piece.
That's not even what their pay was. That was a bonus. That was it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And she's one of those people that she is loyal to her team, and her team is loyal to her. There are, I think, very few, not as many as there should be, when it comes to artists and musicians that they have their team around. And once you have a job with them, unless you really mess up or choose to leave, you pretty much have a job for life.
She is now, she's been around America. She's got shows in Latin America. She's going to go to Europe and Asia and Australia apparently next year with this same tour. It's the same song set, right? When she sing 20 songs or...
44 songs. And most of them are set, and a couple of them change per show. Like, she does two new songs each time that she hasn't played previously.
Yeah. Well, she's A-OK in my book. I think that she gets a thumbs up for pretty much everything she does. So good for you. Taylor Swift giving bonuses. Our focus here at 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Fear of noises. You know, we live in a high decibel society, one where the average street sounds are amplified 100 times by the hullabaloo of traffic, rock music, portable radios, people yelling, and dozens of other noises. To a dog or cat's keen sense of hearing, everything seems even louder and more strident. A pet who is scared at the age of 3 months by the sound of a car backfiring may always shy away from cars if nothing is done to make them feel that cars are okay, especially if he may get the chance to spend much time around them. It's not just cars, of course. The number of unusual noises a pet may hear and fear in his life are considerable. Thunderstorms, firecrackers, Harley Davidsons can all trigger. Cap guns, sirens, this can all make your dog react. So here's what I recommend that you do. Now, thank good for the technology of the internet, you can download all the different sounds that your puppy or kitten will be exposed to, play them at a gradual volume, very low, and over a period of time increase it gradually till your dog or cat doesn't react, and you'll all be fine.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2x O'Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sherwin Williams during the Shades of Summer sale July 28th through August 7th and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The grand jury hearing evidence on former President Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election is done for the day. The panel met for more than 4 hours in Washington, D.C., where they ended the day voting to indict the former president. An American nurse and her daughter remain missing in Haiti. Jack Brewer, the founder of a global Haiti foundation, says people in Haiti live in fear because kidnapping is very common.
Kids aren't going to school. You can't walk around in the neighborhoods because you'll get kidnapped.
kidnapped. Kidnapping has become, you know, the number one business on the streets.
The nurse from New Hampshire and her child were kidnapped while serving at a community ministry. CVS is laying off 5,000 employees. The layoffs will happen in what the company calls non-customer-facing positions, mainly corporate staff. The drugstore chain said it's evolving to adapt to new customer health needs and expectations. John Schaefer, USA News.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Good day,
Karen.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Angels, calling all angels, calling all angels. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Here I am, Web Dad number one. That's what Miles thinks I am. Hey, Gramps, what's on your web? Like, I don't really know. Miles, let's look. See what's on my web. That's what he calls it. Dougie Sunshine. With Jay Sunshine, Jay and Doug, here on the Good Day program, at your service and on your side with all kinds of things that add up to another stirring day of people and their problems. Here's a fellow who lives on Long Island who got rescued after he got caught in the current out for a morning swim. Fellow's name is Don. No, it can't be Don Ho. Don Ho? Who? Okay. Raise your hands if you remember who the first Don Ho was. Jay? Don Ho?
I recognize the name, but I cannot place it.
Hi, James. This is proof positive that the world is going to hell. Who is Don Ho?
I'm going to take a wild guess here and say he was a musician.
Oh, good for you!
Really? Okay.
Yes. In fact, he was. He was a Hawaiian singer in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And I'll bet you, being as clever as you are, can find a bit of Don Ho's music. Now, he's not the guy that was swimming in the beach, but he was pulled out of the water. He's 63 years old. He spent 5 hours treading water.
Yeah.
Before he got out, he made a flag of something and hopes to get the attention. This reminds me of that movie that Tom Hanks was in, Castaway, right?
Castaway.
Don't you remember that?
And Dan Ho, he was just pulled out by the current. This is, again, another example of how strong those currents really are.
So it was Dan Ho, not... Okay, so I went off. Well, Don Ho, Dan Ho. Then there's, from Hawaii 5-0, there's Dan Ho. Book 'em, Dan Ho. Like, well, that was something that was in the revived Hawaii 5-0 as well, right? Anyway, the story's going about 13 different directions. Anyway, okay. So now here to cap the story of Dan Ho is his brother, Don Ho. It's more refreshing than good Hawaiian music, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yay! See how my mind works? Some people have a hard time with my mind, but there it is. As best represented as possible. Okay, so we have Dan Ho, who survived. Good for him.
But can you imagine treading water for
five hours?
Hours?
No, I can think of cramps galore after, like, maybe... half an hour or so. But
adrenaline in life or death situations, I tell you.
Yeah. All right. Here's the Georgia firefighter couple set to wed, got hurt as the fire engine overturned while it was on its way to a crash. These people are supposed to get married later this year. Logan Gordy and Trista Cheeks. Fighting for their lives. They were seriously hurt when the fire engine overturned. This is another story from Georgia. Man, there's lots of action in Georgia. So the couple was supposed to get married in October. They took a life flight to the hospital. She had a brain bleed and underwent surgery. And Logan got an inoperable brain bleed as well. Oh, this is what a sad reality that is. Well, let's hope that they get better. Imagine that. What a strange reality that is. Okay, now another Georgia story. The story of Henrietta Lacks. Now, this is really... Listen to this conceptually, okay? Just spend a minute or so if you're doing something else. Just listen to this story for a minute, and you're going to be shaking your head. This lady, Henrietta Lacks, whose cells were stolen and harvested without her consent back in 1951. The family this week has reached a settlement with Thermo Fisher Scientific, which is a biotech company. The announcement was made on Lack's 103rd birthday. It would have been a birthday. The original lawsuit was filed a couple of years ago. And families that have been involved in this, they just said, okay, we have an agreement. We're not going to talk about it. But this, they found a way to resolve the matter actually outside of court. And so that's it. But what I found interesting as I was nosing around is what happened with this person. Black lady, The company said they took her cancer cells. She had cancer.
She died of cervical cancer.
Yeah. And they took her cancer cells to study them to, help medicine. But they didn't tell her or the family that that's what they were doing. And so there were a lot of advocates who, she didn't give her life. It didn't kill her. But the cancer did. So what about this kind of, this is a medical and ethical conundrum. She was the mother of five. 1951 had, as you said, cervical cancer and was at the Johns Hopkins Hospital. One of the few hospitals.
It's just very disrespectful to her and her family to do this without asking or getting permission or anything like that. And the death of a loved one is so heartbreaking, and there are a lot of emotions tied to it. And then to find out or to potentially feel like your loved one was almost defiled in a way without consent, just these stuff was taken from her body. And I think that most people would have that initial knee-jerk reaction of anger and rage.
Well, apparently the side story here is, Jay, that as a poor black woman, they didn't really take a lot of time and care in getting this stuff out of her body. They hacked it up while she was, they butchered her, so says the family, stuck radiation rods inside of her, and then they took her cells. A sample of the cells was stolen, apparently, and sent to this research lab. Doctors discovered that her cells were unique. And so, as they were super aggressive cells, they were worth studying. They were culturable. They kept the cells alive, kept the cancer cells alive, so they could study them. And then at 31, she died. So this didn't do her any good. But her cells over the years apparently have continued to multiply. And they certainly have been impactful in the research done for this kind of aggressive cancer.
Yeah. And it's good that they did this. Just the how they went about it is what's wrong.
How they went about it. Yeah. Right, exactly. So you have to wonder how this came to the attention of the authorities or the company. Was there a smart lawyer who knew the story, or did the family, somebody in the family say, you know what, this isn't fair? It seems after 73 years that people would have sort of not, it just wouldn't have thought about it much. But anyway, they were more interested, the indictment against her, the lawsuit, suggested that the hospital was more interested in getting the cells than treating her. And that was because she was underprivileged. Poor black woman. So, they justified.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, kid, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Well, that was rude. The old, we used to have a little announcement. The Dougie, the Dougettes would sing technical difficulties. And so that's what you just heard, folks. And that was the end of that conversation. So let me go back to it for just a second, because I think that it's an important thing to understand. The lawyers who represented her family, this is a story of just joining us, Henrietta Lacks, who died after giving her cancer cells. She didn't know she was giving them, neither did anybody else. They just took them. And so the family sued this big technology biotech firm called Thermo Fisher. And after undergoing this surgery that hacked her up, they took all of the samples, and they've been growing cancer cells from her body ever since, and it was without her consent. So that's what the legal process was all about. These were the first so-called immortalized human cells that were grown and used in the lab. And as I said, they still continue to use them. They've been used 75,000 times in various studies about cancer. Can you imagine that? Groundbreaking discoveries have come because of her cells. And that's swell. That's great.
Yes, yes. It's one of those two things can be true at once.
Yes. So the treatments for cancers and in vitro fertilization, AIDS research, all kinds of things. But the family really didn't know much about this until the late 1970s. And in 2013... They got the National Institutes of Health involved in this, and from now on, they control how her genome is used. But anyway, there still is. They didn't say you could use the cells forever and ever and ever. Although there's a benefit, as you said. Yep. Okay. Well, that's a story and a half, isn't it? Think about that happening. Was your family. What do we think about this? Department of Energy yesterday ruled that new light bulbs have to have a minimum brightness. What the hell business is that of theirs? How bright the light is that I have in my bedroom or my bathroom? Why?
And how would they know?
Well, yeah. We're going to come send inspectors. Let's have 4,500 new inspectors go around the country and check your bathroom light bulb.
It's the new audit.
That's it, right. Instead of saying we're not hiring any IRS auditors, but we're going to have light bulb auditors. Yeah, God bless the federal government. They want to increase energy efficiency. If I want to pay for this, then I want this kind of a light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
I got to have an LED bulb and save money and save the planet. Tell me that my three light bulbs in my bathroom are going to save the planet if they're a different kind of light bulb.
It all starts with you.
Yeah, right, exactly. Starts right here, right now, at 10 before the hour. This is the bright light of Good Day.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Time now for Food Farm Family material from foodfarmfamily.com, which Jay dutifully takes care of every day. And this report is brought to you by Progressive Insurance, which has, in case you haven't heard this over the last 100 years, insurance for motorcycles and boats and RVs. So the idea is you're looking for protection, right? Whether it's on the road, on the water, check out how much you can save. 800-PROGRESSIVE with two S's, or progressive.com, right? That makes good sense. Yes, it makes a lot of good sense. All right, so let's see what we can celebrate today, Jay. Jay Kirshner with Doug on the Food Farm Family portion of the Good Day program, celebrating National Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
Yum.
I don't know what to, I think you and I were talking about, was it you that I talked about this or Megan the other day? We were talking about ice cream sandwiches and how they're made. The stuff that is like a cookie with cheap vanilla ice cream between. It's not good ice cream. It's cheap. But anyway, I don't want to douse
your... You can make your own, though. That's just if you buy like pre-made. You can totally make your own. Get your favorite ice cream.
Very simple. Yeah. Okay, they're flat cookies, mostly made of chocolate, right? And just put a little sandwich together. Yeah, okay. So, I've just snatched victory from the jaws of defeat. There we are. National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. Yay! All right, let's see what we have for alerts today. Ah, yes, Frito-Lay has issued an allergy alert on undeclared soy and wheat in Doritos Nachos cheese-flavored tortilla chips.
Yes, it's a popular one. And soy and wheat both are hidden in everything. And you are not conscious of it unless you have to be.
Uh-huh. You get an allergy to it. Yep. I had a,
even just an intolerance. A lot of people, it's not a full-blown allergy, but an intolerance, and people will still kind of try to stay away from things, but the allergy is what can make it deadly.
Well, I had yesterday a little apple product with what I thought was oatmeal. I had an oatmeal for breakfast thing. You know, you heat it up and you put water in it and yada yada. And this had little apples in it, so that's what appealed to me about it. And I got it at Trader Joe's, interestingly enough. And as I'm eating it, I ate it all. And then about an hour and a half later, I started feeling that feeling that I get when I'm eating gluten. And it said on the carton, gluten-free. So that obviously is another, slap at Trader Joe's. Because if it's wheat-free, gluten-free, I'm not going to have a reaction to it, but I did. So I know there's something there, and I'm wondering if I've developed a sensitivity not only to wheat, but to soy, because as you just said so appropriately, there's soy in everything.
Yes, and that's a new one that a lot of, not necessarily new, but that's one that a lot more people are being more conscious of, that they might not be able to truly tolerate it as well.
Why would you call Frito-Lay Consumer Relations? What the hell are you going to get out of that? Bring them back to the store and get your money back and charge them $20 for your gas. In time, and that's the end of that.
Unless they're willing to send you those party boxes where it's like the sampler, the small little single servings of all the different kinds they have, go for that.
Oh, okay. Hadn't thought about that. Also, from the idea department here, the largest landfill in Latin America turned into a mangrove forest. 150 acres of a landfill, probably one of the most infamous landfills in Latin America, has become a mangrove forest. Lots of life. It was decommissioned a number of years ago. It's basically a dump. And so now, through a public-private partnership, and the reason I tell you this is because it's an inspiration. We could do that here. You have all of these piles of these huge, most every state, every community used to have landfills, right? And they fill them up. They dig holes down 40, 50, 60, 100, as far down as they could go, filled it up with trash. They put gravel on top of it, and then they put plastic on top of that so that it would keep I always got a kick out of it. It's going to keep the rodents out of 100 million tons of garbage. Anyway, that's turned out to be a nightmare for most communities. But anyway, these people, they planted 24 acres of mangroves, and now the forest stretches out 120 acres because they spread around. So it was pollution, and then it was something that cleans up pollution because of the photosynthetic process. So good for them. It's an idea, right? We're always interested in ideas. How can we make life better, things better in this country? Mangroves on top of the landfills. That could be a battle cry, Jay. Mangroves for landfills. Well, maybe it doesn't ring it. That's okay. It's an idea. Now 59 after, this is a good day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.